will not cause you to walk in his ways. Are you listening carefully? To enjoy the acts of God is never going to cause you to walk in his ways. Because enjoying the ways of God is means that you need to know God. You need to know God and walk in his light. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, how would you know God's ways? How are you going to know God's ways? You see, walking with a man of God, walking with God's true prophet, is one of the most difficult things. It's one of the most difficult things. But it's one of the most profiting things in life. And when you come to have the understanding of it, to walk with it, it wasn't a priest. It was a statement by revelation. He had come to know. God has made him a wonder. Did you read about the Bible? Said there was no law David lost. When they got the water for David to drink, the Bible said, David poured the water on the floor. He says, by the lives of many, by the lives of many, legally us. What kind of a man was David? Somebody came to David, he said, David, rejoice. He said, why should I rejoice? He says, your enemy is dead. So who is that? He said, Saul the king is dead. Do you know what David said? He said, where are you from? Where are you from? What is in your mind? My enemy is dead. You can't saw my enemy. The Bible said, David left him. In the night again he came. He says, come, who are you? The man said, I'm a son of Amalekite. Do you know what David was thinking? Who raised you? Who brought you up? What have you been listening to? He said to Abishai, follow me. Do you know what it means, follow me? When you read the Old Testament, they say, follow me to kill you. He says, follow me. It's because, you see, to David, Saul was an anointed person. Saul shouldn't die like that. He says, Saul has died as one who was not anointed. But I want you to learn something, look at something. The day David had opportunity and advantage against Saul, Abishai was him, and the Bible said, Abishai said, I will smite Saul, and he will not say, That means this guy was a skillful warrior. David said to Abishai, you were a fool. You think you will touch the Lord's anointed and be free? You will never be free. You will never be free. What am I telling you?
eternal mentality. Don't have a temporal life mentality. Have an eternal mentality. I said, I'm sharing with you on my profit, my wealth. Have an eternal mentality. You working with a prophet? Don't you see? Many have worked with people, have worked with people, and nothing better has come out of their lives. It's the same many have worked with another man of God, and nothing has better in their lives. You can be with a man of God and he's making progress, and you are never making progress. You wonder what is the reason. You have not seen him as who God wants you to see. And you have not known him as the way God wants you to know him. And you are not walking in the way as God wants you to walk with him. And as long as you have not walked in that way and known him in that way, you are never going to progress. You can walk with him a million years. Why? Because God sent you to you. God has a plan. Listen, never think, oh, me, I can attend any church. Who told you? You can't attend any church. That's not God's mentality. You see, there is something in the world that people think is God's plan. They think the majority carries the vote is the way God goes. That is not the way God thinks. Majority is not God's mentality. He said God has not saved by multitude. So we need to know God's mind to walk with the prophet he sent to us, to prosper by him. Because God's way is that he connected your prosperity to the prophet he sent you. It's God's plan. You can't say, why would God do that? That's your business. You and God, who is wiser? He did it that way. So, I will forgo my prophet and I'll prosper. Lie, you will come back to square zero. It's a matter of time. I said, have an eternal what? Mentality. An eternal mentality. Think eternally. Don't think temporally. It's not here. Life is beyond this way. True prosperity is in the spirit. And until you grasp the wisdom of it to bring it to the natural world, all that you are enjoying is the surface. And when a wind strike, you would rather know you are never walking in prosperity at all. Because prosperity is not having money. Money can be gotten by anybody. Do you know that? And money can be gotten by anybody. Anybody can be rich. Anybody can have money. Anybody. Anybody can have money. Don't you believe it? Can't you have millions? Can't you have billions? You can! But it's not anybody. That would be prosperity. Because prosperity is not on the physical plane. Let's see something. Joshua chapter 1, verse 8. Would I have it on the screen? Would it have? Okay. Joshua chapter 1, verse 8. Let's look at something here shortly. This message I will never finish, so I'm just sharing with you on the surface of it. He said, this book of the law shall not what? Depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and what? Day and what? And thou shalt observe to do what? According to all that is what written therein. Then he says, for then thou shalt make thy way and have. So there is success and there is good success. There is success and there is good success. But he said to him, meditate upon this book. Do not depart from me.
meditate on it day and night and observe to do what is written there. Observe to do. The question is, what he learned as this book of law, what is it? What is it?
Is it something natural?
No.
I want to use these words to explain. John chapter 6, is it verse 63? Let's see. I just want to use that scripture to explain what I mean by this book. John chapter 6, verse 63. I hope I got it correct. Good. Look at it. Jesus said, Jesus is talking here. It is the Spirit that quickens. Read the second one. Read it again. Read that part again. So, if you should walk with your prophet flesh, is this what? Your prophet Nancy. As simple as that, you see. He said, listen, he didn't say you won't get anything. He said, your prophet what?
Nothing.
The prophet that you will get is nothing.
He makes you know nothing is a prophet.
So, there are those who are profiting nothing. And he's a prophet.
And he said, the flesh profited nothing.
Then he said, the words that I speak unto you. The words. So the book of the law is speaking to you, is the word. And he says, the word that I speak unto you, they are spirit
and they are life.
The word is spirit and the word is life. The word is spirit, the word is life. The word is spirit, the word is life. Who was talking? Jesus. Until you see that the words of your prophet is spirit and is life. The flesh profited one day. If I tell you, if your prophet Matthew says come to church, you need to know he spoke to you spirit and life. One time, there was a man of God. He was holding training session. And he told his church workers, come to church for training. Then one of them said, oh, he's going for a job. He said, why do you have this warning money? Come talk to your head. To be careful, he's going for a job. He wants to keep fit, wore his sneakers, and he's not just good in a good job. Whilst his pastor is having training session for workers, he passed in front of a house, and there was a lady on the story bed. He shouted, "Thief! That is in thief! That's in thief!" What happened? That door. Before the morning break, thieves have come to rampage the house, and police was in the house carrying investigation. So when the lady from the story building shouted thief, the police dashed out and arrested him. Why? Because according to the lady, he recognizes him as one. Was he part of the thief? No. Where was he? At the wrong place. At the wrong time, for the wrong thing to happen to him. His prophet spoke to him, come for training. He said, I'm going for what? Jonah. He never had spirit and life. What he was hearing was the flesh. And the prophet, can you never say, my prophet, my words? So, I want you to think he meant eternally. Change your thinking when it comes to your prophet. The man of God he sent to you is not an ordinary person. He didn't send him with mere words. Did you read what prophet Isaiah said? He said, he touched my mouth. Jeremiah said, he put his word in my mouth.
They are spirit and life words. Spirit and life. So to hear spirit, you must be spiritually inclined. And to hear spirit, it means you must be first a spirit. And we are spirit beings. We are children of God. So if your prophet is speaking and you are not hearing, it means you are living outside of who you are. I hope you're getting me. You are living outside of who you are. And it's going to cost you. You see, the costing, oh, but I hope it's, the costing might not be immediate. Might not be immediate. Might not be something you're going to see here now. But it's surely going to cost you.
What gave Satan the opportunity to enter Judas Iscariot?
Because he was missing meetings. Read the Bible. He was missing meetings. He missed meetings. The meeting that Jesus would be there, Judas Iscariot is not there. Read the scriptures. The Bible says, Jesus said to him at the table, he says, what you have to do, do it quickly. The Bible said, the other disciples thought he was going to buy bread. So that means, Judas Iscariot often leave meetings with the excuse of doing something for Jesus. That was a lie. Why? Because Jesus spoke about it. He said, this perfume could have been sold and given to the poor. Jesus said, you know that he loved the poor. Because what? He was a thief. So Jesus knew when Judas misses meetings, what he does outside. He's trading with Jesus' ministry international number. Because Jesus asked him at the point. At the border, when they were asking, is it the strangers that pay tax or the citizens? He says, okay, it is the strangers, because Jesus was a citizen. So he says he was a stranger. He said, okay, Peter, not to offend them. Why did Jesus have to ask Peter to go and cast the book? Because he asked Peter, Judas, is there one guy? He said, it's finished. Hey, man, you understand what I said? It's finished all the money. He never understood Jesus as his prophet said to him.
He thought Jesus was his demon.
Because he was using Jesus for business. For his own business. For Judas Iscariot's business international. That's what he was using Jesus for. So all this while he was following Jesus is he was business-minded mentality. He has a covenant. The prophet God sent to you, it has become your business. Prophet, I want to win this contract. Can you pray for me? He prays, and the contract comes in. Then you take 200 cities.
That's it. That's it. You know what you are doing.
He speaks spirit words. He speaks spirit words. No. Liko Fakras. Liko Nikia. Do you know your prophet can pick you and say over your life? He says, brother, I change your story. And you tell him, your story is changed. You see, the reason why you might think all things are the same is because you saw his word as Canaan. And you later will take Canaan. But he spoke spirit. Jesus is walking with the disciples. Can I have something? You see. Okay, come. He's walking. Can somebody else join? Somebody's supposed to join. Come. We are going, okay? Jesus is walking with the disciples. The Bible said he saw a tree. He went in because he was hungry to get a fruit to eat. The Bible said, he never found any fruit. Then he said, no man shall eat of this fruit. Then he went out. He was going. And you can imagine John and James and James. they were going to do. So they want to finish with him what he had to do in the city. And when they were meeting, Peter said, see that the master cares. What did Jesus say? No man shall eat fruit of me. Did you see Jesus doing raka soda? Yeah, raka soda. Oh, hey, no one shall eat. Oh, I kill you. I die you. Die you. Say, no man shall eat fruit. And you know, the Bible said the tree died at the root. It died from the root. So, when your prophet says to you, I change your life, it has affected your root. Your root is affected. Your root is changed. That means, if he should say to you, I prosper you, your prosperity is didn't start from the top. It's starting from the down. And as you work with the word, you can be assured. Granted. Because it's both spirit and life. And that means it can die. That word can fail. When he looks at you, he says, my daughter, you are blessed. Hey,
Lagos,
forever you are blessed. But you see, we have seen them and taken their words lightly. You are blessed.
No, Papa.
You never do that, Lagos. You are blessed. No. Think he ate garlic, soaking and then came to tell you are blessed. He speaks spirit and what? Life. Nothing comes out of him empty. Can you take this? Take it. Jesus said to the tree, no man shall eat fruit of you. And the Bible said he died at the root. If he said to you, you are blessed, hallelujah. Where do you think he started from? From the root. From today. Never see your prophet and take his words down. That is why I ask you, did you know him? Look, he works as human as a common man. There's never a common man. That's how the lie is. I call my mouth and I say, there's nothing comes out of me empty. If I sneeze, it's not empty. Nothing is empty. Nothing is waste. It's a mentality. Mentality, you have to come to that place when you're late with your man of God. Nothing out of him is empty. God didn't send me a footballer. I gave him the picture. He sent me a prophet. He sent me a pastor. He's not an ordinary person.
I should be in my house there. Labras, the brand, the Levon crosses. Lima Constantia. Mani Glomus. Hallelujah. Listen, God has a voice. God has standards. God has a voice. He has standards. He has a kingdom. He has choices. So it's not about your opinion. It's about God's opinion. It's not about your way. It's God's way. So, you see, your prophet, you know that scripture. It says, believe in the Lord thy God.
2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 20, right?
It says, believe in the Lord thy God, and you shall be established. Believe his prophets, and you shall
prosper.
2 Chronicles 20. I think it's verse 20.
2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 20. Let's check. I think it's that is it.
Good. He said, and they arose early in the morning and went forth into the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, at this point they were fasting and praying. Because they were going for war, and at this war they have been outnumbered. They have been outnumbered, so the whole time they were looking at his God. And Jehoshaphat said, hear me, O Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, believe in the Lord your God, and you shall be what? Established. is who?
Is of God. Our prosperity is connected to his God.
God made it so. He says, believe in the word of God, so shall he be what? Established. Believe his prophets, so shall he prosper. Because when he sent the prophet to you, he sent him the word. He put the words in his mouth. He put his words in his mouth. Nothing comes out of him empty.
You know, I have come to know something. I keep meditating on this thing.
Sign has something because waste, right?
That comes out of the human body, isn't it? Waste, you know them, like your urine and all those ones you go to washroom, they are called waste, right?
What I've come to know is nothing waste comes out of God. And if nothing waste comes out of God, nothing waste comes out of his prophets. Nothing waste comes out of us. Look at it from here. Look at it from here. What you see to be waste will be waste.
Hey, are you here?
Yeah.
Because the power, the Bible says the spirit of the prophet is subject to the prophet. He can stretch forth his hand like this, and believe he never releases anything to you.
Let me share this point with you.
Look, you have to fear your prophet. Me, I tell my children, I say, when you come to me, I think grab a shoulder. Say, son, please, I beg you, for my life, hey, what's the meaning?
Because he didn't love that story. Did you know the meaning? Did you understand? He understood. He knew what he said. It's better he prays for you in a plain language than to say rabba goes king in Landos. Go.
Brother, sir, please, my life is in your hands. Please, what's the meaning?
It's either you are moving a true child, so rabba goes king in Bokush. As he said, as you are going to say, Lord, I scatter and I take all that.
It's committed to his trust.
No. You see, listen. I fear prophets. I abominish non-pastor. I link host in the man that's living. I don't join with them. So therefore, I don't tamper with their mandates. Never, I don't tamper with their mandates. Their business is their business. It's not my business. Especially the one God sent to you as your prophet. I said, your prophet, your one, your one. It's about your life, your prosperity, your success, your fulfilling of God's divine assignment. He says we are fasting. Fast. Forget about whatever is wrong with your body. Fast. You will discover it's in the fast. He told you to do.
This is where your liberation and answers of all that you have been dreaming of is. You might not know it. I pray for you today that as you go to your bed, you will now see your prophet from another dimension.
Amen. He said to Gehazi, this is not the time to collect offerings. Gehazi, let Aaron send his offering away.
Like money, you dug your prophet. You went for the money. When you came back, Elijah said, when you go, my spirit. He said, what you have collected is not money, it's leprosy. So let it be for you. And the Bible said, leprosy struck the hazard. Because what he went for was not money, it was money. Was leprosy he went through. Did he see it? Did he know it? Did the prophet know it? Yes.
So when the prophet saw
leprosy. So he says, this is not the time for it. Let's go.
You are going for a contract.
You came to your body. He said, prophet. He said, stop it. Stop following this movie.
The money involved.
He spoke spirit. Listen. Do not see. Prophet, pray. It's not everything you have to pray. Your prophet has. What should I use?
When we say an ambassador to a nation, you understand it, right? He's an ambassador. You know, this is an American ambassador. You understand it, right?
Yeah. He's that kind. He's heaven's ambassador to you.
That means his words are recognized from heaven. I tell you, nothing jovial comes out of a prophet. If he's laughing, doesn't mean you should laugh. Get what I'm saying? It leaves your body. It's a serious one. It kills. When you press like this, you leave it. The skin will not shrink back like this. It leaves a hole. And it takes time then before it comes. That's a kind of serious thing. And I was ministering online. I didn't know it. And God said, there's somebody whose heart, and I was seeing it in the spirit. I was seeing the heart and the valve. The valve was not open and the blood was not flowing through. And it's not supplying to the body. Then the Lord said, what the mirror? This is online. I'm not even seeing the person's face. So as I was seeing the vision, I was saying it on my lips. So then they were listening. And the Lord said, what the miracle? So in the spirit, then I did something. So not knowing, whilst my eyes was closed and I was walking out in the spirit, the woman was testifying online, and she sent the video. I'll show you the online on my online meeting today. Oh, Jesus. Lift your hands. Say that miracles works. And it's with your prophet. Take it. It's with your prophet. So today, see your prophet as your wealth. This is just an introduction to you. So we've not opened many scriptures at the moment. This is your problem. So God is not looking at you to go in a certain direction He has not instructed you to go. If He tells you, stay, stay. If He tells you, don't go, stay, stay. Why fight? Why are you quarreling? Why? Because there is a necessity, you must be there. Oh, this meeting, I must surely attend. If the meeting is cancelled, if the business is collected away from you, His words can give you a multiple business that that business will not have. If you only believe and come to that knowledge to save your life, Peter said, this is the mentality you should develop. Peter said, nevertheless, at your word. But he said, we have toiled all night and we have not found any fish, we have not caught anything, but at your word. Somebody said, but at your word. Let it be your life from today. With relationship with your prophet. But at your word. Oh man of God, I wasn't ready to change my mind. But at your word. It might not satisfy you. It might not be that you'll be happy with it. It might not be something you are jumping with. It might not be something that suits you at the moment. But at His word. Why? Because you have seen Him not to be like a man. Bible said when they landed, they caught fish, great fish is the Bible said. He said, nevertheless, at your word. You want to choose a career? He says, don't choose. He says, don't go. He says, don't travel. Stay. Come here. I don't know what you are saying. You don't know what you said. I said, Elisha said to Gehazi, as you were going, my spirit was what? When he told you to go, did you know what was happening in the spirit? Did you know what was taking place for your advantage? But you see, you want to spoil it. Your heart, because you never have an understanding, you have never got the revelation, you have never grasped the insight. That is important. His words are God's words, because His words are spirit. When you have that understanding in your life, listen to me, children of God, your prayers are not much. Let me teach you a secret. Listen. Maybe you might not know, maybe it's your first time. Anytime you are in a dying moment, as you are the true son, the true daughter, the true child of Bishop Covenant, let me tell you a secret. Sometimes you go on your knees and say, Lord, my father is Bishop Covenant. Let there be a change. Stand up and go. You see, there are people whose name, their name, only God can give you. There are those whose name also talking Catamaran to me. There are those whose name you talk in the spirit. His name talks in the spirit. You have to come to that revelation. This thing I'm showing is a revelation. It's an instant.
It works for true children. It works for true children. Children who are bonded to Him. Who have come to that understanding. Say, Lord, my Father is gracious.
Because let there be a change in my finances. Let there be a change in my business. Let there be a change in my life. That is what God wants.
Let His miracle take place. Wake up. See what will happen. See what will happen. If your true son has a true business, because it works. These things are spiritual. These things are spiritual. These things are divine. His name is vested in the name of Jesus. And Paul said, you are partakers of my grace. God gave you to Him, to you. So you are a partaker of His grace. So, do you know there were people in the Bible that were called sons of Sceva? You've read that story before, right? The Bible said, the demon said, Peter, you are mentioned, Jesus, you are mentioned. I know. Paul, you are mentioned. You people, who are you? That means they didn't have any identity. They were not associated with anybody. They were not connected with anyone. The Bible said the demons would beat them if they were naked. If you're a true son, when you mention his name, demons will give way. You will see that it was not by your prayer. Look at Paul. Paul comes into the point and said, the life I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God. Yeah, come to another point. Paul has come to another insight of life. He said, I'm living a life now, but this life that I'm living, it's not my faith anymore. He has come to that understanding. That is what when it works, you know that I believe in God. Because this life we live is spiritual. I'm teaching you something not for the carnal man, I'm teaching you something for the spiritual man. Go on. Sometimes lie down. Sometimes you're fasting like this. I don't know. When are you finishing the fast? Go. Maybe prove it tonight. There's a desire. There's something on the sick of you. Something on the change. Your prayer, you have been happy to be prayed. You have been praying about the thing. Maybe for years. Maybe for a time. You're fasting. Now you're fasting to God. Lord, leave my life. I'm a son. Bishop, I thank you. There is a change. There's a change in my life. There's a change in my life. There's a change in my heart. There's a change in my heart. See, some of you cook up a testimony. You can eat. These things are, if I came and we are all maybe eating and drinking, and there's what I'll teach you. This one is my first time, so that's what I'm teaching. So that your spirit can grant. Don't use your mind to grab what I'm saying. Let your spirit grab. I'm not saying believe it. I'm saying let your spirit grab. Go walk with it. Because this life is for the spiritual man. The carnal man will flop. The carnal man will fail. The carnal man will pass out. It's the spirit man that will live and survive. Listen, there were the things of men of strength. Men who built with human power. Then came the face of men with science and technology. This is the face of men in the spirit. This is the last face. It's the face of the men in the spirit. Can't you see? Now, people want to get money. They are not looking at doing crooked business. They are consulting the spirits. Calling the spirits. have that which is powerful than them. We have that which they cannot stand and they cannot stop. With what we carry, we can stop anything and nothing can stop us. Lego We have it. We have it. And we must be bold with what we carry. Because what we carry is greater than what is in the world. He says, our spirit bears witness with the spirit that we are the technologies of God. We are. Know who we are. Lima Shedikara. The Bible says, the wind bloweth where it listeth. He says, nobody knows where it's coming from, nor where it's going. He says, so is everyone that is born of the Spirit. We are born of the Spirit. We are not born of the flesh. He said, he that is born of the flesh is flesh. He that is born of the flesh is heavy. But he said, he that is born of the Spirit is spirit. We are born of the Spirit. And these are the days of the Spirit man. We have come on the scene and we are walking as children of the Spirit. We are not looking at the flesh, not looking at what is happening, not looking at what is going on. We come in and we look at things from the Spirit because we are spiritually inclined. We are not men of the flesh. They could be coming out of the flesh, but we are coming in the Spirit. That is why the Bible said, he said concerning David, he said, they that rose up to eat up your flesh. He said, they will stumble and they will fall. He said, they shall come in one way, but they will find you on that way that they are coming, and they will flee certain ways. They didn't find you like a man, they find you as a spirit. Men of brutal strength are failing. Technology and science is failing. The time of the Spirit is here. Wake up. Wake up. Wake up. For this is your time. And relate to the prophet God sent to you. Live with him, walk with him. Do nothing bypassing him. Because God sent him to you. Live his life of the Spirit. And he are called. Because the things we see on the plane are not what we see. Listen, you are seeing this as this color, as black, is because of the light that has fallen on you. There will be a higher light and you will see this as black. So it depends. It depends on the light from which you are looking. From today, I'm calling you to look through the light of your prophet. See from where he sees. Let his word be your guiding light. Let God take you to a higher plane. For this is the time of the Spirit. Lift up your holy hands. This is the time of the Spirit. Because your prophet is your wealth. Your prophet is for your prosperity. Your prophet is for your increase. Your prophet is for your advancement in this life. When men want to stop you, leave Akosha. I heard a testimony of a man whose car was stolen. When they stole his car, and the thieves were driving off the car wheel. They found the file of Bishop David Oyedepo in this car. Okay? And the man has, not only the man has just written his name behind the flyer. The thieves, when they brought back the car, this is what they told the man. He said, what we found your papa flyer in your car. Oh God, you can't steal this car, this man in the spirit. Are you listening?
Yes.
Just saying, so that those who are in charge of the church see. So he said, this man is home. He says, so they brought him. May the spirit of your father follow you.
Amen.
I said, may the spirit of your father follow you. He said, your papa, you've been doing a program. He's done fire. Shed the fire. You will shed the fire. You've carried the fire and gone to put it in your bedroom. What do you think will follow you? Let the spirit of your father follow you. Lift up your holy hands.
You are moving to higher dimensions.
Lift up your holy hands. The grace of the Lord is going in. Just lift up your hands. Rise to your feet at the moment. Don't be distracted. Just close your eyes. Let those in charge take over. Marabakos sendebereha tosia. Lima dedebobo. Speak in tongues a moment. Speak in tongues a moment. Da la ba ba ya dedebo. Lero bosa dedebeha. Makana dedebo.
Just praise the Lord, you sent me a prophet.
You sent me a prophet. And today I can even open my eyes once and leave. to walk with him, to walk with him in the way you have called me to walk with him. That I'll profit in his life. That I'll become all that you have called me to be.
By the power of the Holy Ghost.
Lima kashada la bakanemodeya. Lima rogos. Palele kosidia baya. La kasada la baya. Libo kotaribia. Malora babakataya. Lebo kota maya la baba. Lima kosede de baya. Lima kakota liya kasede lebo kotaya. Lebo ke. Makale lebo sha. Lima rato sada la baya. Leba kakaye de lebo sha. Lima kede lebo sha. Lima sada la baba.
Oh, thank you, Holy Spirit of God.
Thank you, dear Lord Jesus.
Mande koskiria. Lift your hands.
La ropa tasende le kataya. Le rombo sima ne le hova kadibali kaya. Kate kolombo sia. Declare this with me.
Say, Holy Spirit of God.
Holy Spirit of God.
I thank you for this insight. Concerning my prophet.
Bishop Paul
Regan. I thank you for the grace upon his life.
I am his son.
I am his daughter.
I thank you, Lord.
This grace is functioning for me and profiting me. The way I might have gone, that is not right. Father, I thank you. By the virtue of this grace, I'm redirected. In the name of Jesus, I hear his word to do. To walk in his light. See, God, that is your light. That is guiding me in this life. And I thank you, dear Holy Ghost. My prosperity. My wealth. My increase. My advancement. Your favor. Right from this moment, and I'm coming back with testimonies. Testimony. Because this is your prophet and he's for your wealth.
you are going to increase.
Amen.
The business that was not going to work is going to go well.
Amen.
The life you didn't know where to pass, what to do. From today, you are going to know it.
Amen.
Because you have recognized that there is a grace working for you. There is a prophet sent to you. And you believe this prophet that has been sent to you with your spirit, with your soul, and with your body. It means you have not doubt with what God said to you.
Yes.
Listen to me. I'll tell you these few words. Whatever God sent to you is His best. So if God sent you, Bishop Paul again, that is God's best to you.
Amen.
Are you receiving God's best?
Amen.
Are you receiving God's best? If you are receiving God's best, you have no choice than also to become the best.
Amen.
You have no choice. You have no. I tell people, I said, if you receive what God sent to you, it's too late for you to be broke. Even if you are not to be broke, you can't be broke. Because you have received what God sent to you. And I prophesy to you as a prophet. As you have received this gift sent to you from today, like the Bible said, we have passed from death to life. You have passed from struggling into abundance.
Yes.
You have passed, and you are going to walk in plenty in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
You will flourish by the power of the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
No demon will rise up against you and succeed.
Yes.
If they touch your business, I command them to take off your hands from your business.
Yes.
Come back with testimonies.
Amen.
Come back with rejoicing.
Amen.
Come back with praise.
Amen.
Let His grace upon your man of God speak for you.
Amen.
Amen. Even whilst you are asleep, this grace will talk for you.
Amen.
You will wake up into testimonies.
Amen.
You will wake up and say, dear Lord, the lies have fallen unto me. In these dark places. Yeah. I have a good heritage. Somebody shout amen.
Amen.
Grace will be talking for you.
Yeah.
It will open contrast for you.
Yeah.
It will open favors for you.
Yeah.
I prophesy to you, strange people will favor you.
Yeah.
Strange people will do you good.
Yeah.
By the power of the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
Internationally,
yeah,
they will do you good.
Yeah.
Locally, they will do you good.
Yeah.
In the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
Go and prosper. Go and come back with testimonies.
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
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 Oh, can we do it better for the Lord? Hallelujah. Church, and I finish ministry, he tells me I'm a prophet. When he finished ministry, I also tell him he's a prophet. Oh yeah. If you're with us in the morning, you pay your boy and one or you have a child.
Yes.
You see, I'm in your casa. Can we do it better again for the bless his family. From Pius Sarah Michal. In the right time. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Let's have an offering right now. I want you to take a prophetic offering. Let's ask your book offering as a pilot. Begin to pray over the offering right now. Begin to pray over the offering. What a message. I said, what a message.
What a message.
Begin to prophesy over your mind. Now, listen to me. Recently, I've been flowing a lot with prophetic instructions. Every time we have a message, this is what we call prophetic instruction. You follow this, you will see signs and wonders in your life.
Amen.
Are you listening to what I'm saying?
Yes.
I said, also for a confirming him, we say, I'm in Mumma. What does it become? Meaning, God be my witness, meaning, because I shake him. I'm going to say, true man of God. He said, the pastor said, was South Africa and Ghana, we were linking ourselves. And it was the only pastor I connected. Yeah. It's a beautiful thing to have such a good spirit like that. When I was sitting, I was just so giving and not giving more. Because when I look at the way my brother was teaching, I'm like, God, give me more anointing. With the instructions, be at the free assembly, my brother, and no more prophetic instructions. And he is serious to the point he said, that's how serious I am. Because the Yamayan of building on successive things, what did they make? You get a culture, you have a baby, a bumpy, and a mirror, so the bumpy, you get something, you swing me, a sign of my baby, I'm sorry, oh, what bread? What can I say? I really want you to begin to tomorrow we are going to anoint and share communion. I'm praying again. You will see. There will be fireworks here. I tell you. Mount Sasso Chassia, the bomb, can you go up for yourself? Prophesy on your offering. Kamakuma Swami Musu. Those of you who are having testimonies tomorrow, I'll make you share your testimony before I preach. I want you to begin to pray about it in the mighty name of Jesus. Come and drop your offering on the altar right now. Come and drop it. Just drop it on the altar. Now, these are the Muslims. And when the prophetic instruction, Mark has said, if you are sick, these are the Muslims. And God will go. Tomorrow we are meeting 9 o'clock exactly. Don't delay. Hallelujah.
Amen.
May the Lord bless you.
Amen.
May the Lord give you strength to finish this fasting. May the Lord give you strength to pray and burn again.
Amen.
May the Lord give you wisdom to apply instructions. Receive it in the mighty name of Jesus. May God bless you. During a country, I'm a gentleman. I didn't have to tell. May God bless you and may God increase you in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Surely, goodness and mercy shall pursue us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. God bless you. Love you. Bye-bye.